about rate reduction, and we will go over the pricing with you right now, okay?
Okay.
Hey, thank you for holding. This is Patrick.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, Patrick? This is Joey. How's your Monday going so far?
It's all right.
That's just another typical Monday, right? At least you made it through the weekend. Yeah, you have yourself a good weekend as well.
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay, good. All right. Well, let's get into everything here. I know you were speaking with Dan, and I think he just sent you over to me. I'm actually reading the notes right now to help you out with some pricing, and I'm happy to do that. But before I do you have like any questions or concerns about the actual, program or what we can do to bring you more business or anything like that?
No.
Got it. Okay. Just interested about the pricing then, right?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, normally when I hear that, people are pretty familiar with how Google Marketing works, and obviously for that explanation, have you ever tried like marketing yourself actually on Google or optimizing any of the keywords yourself or hiring somebody to do it or anything like that?
No, I've had GoDaddy do some crap, but I think that's a waste of money because I don't know, they don't do much for me. Most of my business is word of mouth.
Yeah, I agree. And this is actually coming from somebody that worked at GoDaddy. I was actually there for a couple of years, and I ended up leaving them to actually join here. So I'm actually extremely familiar with how GoDaddy products work. They kind of like nickel and dime you for everything. Got to pay for a hosting package. Got to pay for the security for the hosting package. You got to pay for a web designer. You got to pay for them to edit the designs. You have to pay. I mean, everything is just pay, pay, pay. And then what happens is, and what I've learned throughout my career, I've been doing this for a total of 10 years, so I'm a little bit more educated now. But what I learned is that, like, you could put a lot of money into, let's just say, a website and get nothing in return, because if you're not also doing the SEO marketing for it either, then you're really shooting yourself in the foot, right? So, like, when you start to add both of those things together, you're coming up with tens of thousands of dollars, and you're barely even, at that point, you may not even be breaking even, right? Just because you have to do so much work. So I will 100% agree with you here, Patrick. And obviously this is going to be vastly different than what you're probably experienced before. So I see that you already have a Google Business Profile. It's ESPO Contracting, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're basically like a general contractor.
Yep.
All right, so let me give you why this is going to be different. And then I'll go right into our pricing, okay? I don't want to keep you waiting too much on the price here. So because you compared it to, let's say, I know you mentioned GoDaddy, what this is going to do for your business is this is actually designed and created to drive more business to you. This isn't to make it look good. This isn't to fancy things up and then sell you a bunch of products where it's not going to bring you customers. I mean, the reason that we're calling you is because there is a position on the first page of Google that we're looking to fill. So once we start working with you, we will not and cannot work with anybody else that does any type of general contracting in your area. We'll cover that full 50-mile radius. Now, you've already done a great job of creating the Google Business Profile. What we're going to do is that we're going to take that profile, right? So let's say you guys are doing, bathroom remodeling, right? So if somebody were to type in bathroom remodel near me, just as an example, we are going to make sure that your business is popping up directly on the first page of Google, right? Once you're on the first page of Google and once you're in front of that many searches done each month, that is when people are going to call you, right? They call you directly. It's exactly how you guys are working right now, which is word of mouth. You probably get a phone call from somebody, "Hey, I heard that you did Susan's bathroom, and I'm calling you because I need my bathroom done," right? So that's pretty much how you've been doing it since like 2008.
Yeah.
Right, so the business model stays the same. So like what happens is that you're going to start receiving phone calls from people, "Hey, I found you guys online, and I was wondering if you guys can do A, B, or C." Now you get to choose up to 15 different keywords or phrases that you want to be found for. So it's not just one phrase. You could do, like, I see that you do excavation, right? New room addition, building add-ons, remodeling, trench digging. These are all keywords that we will be able to have your business found for directly on the first page of Google. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what you're paying for. You're paying for not the looks of it, you're paying for the traffic. You're paying for getting in front of people so you start receiving those phone calls, okay? Now, pricing is pretty straightforward as well. There's no contracts. You guys can cancel at any time, and there's no penalty for canceling either. everything we do here, all month to month, we're a performance-based business. You know how marketing works, right? We got to perform for you as well. It's not just that we're taking your money every month. We got to make sure you're also getting those calls too. So we'll make sure we do our part. So that's why we keep everything here on a month-to-month service. And normally, in order to get you in front of that many people, on average, you're typically looking at like $499 to $599 a month in order for us to start marketing your business that way. But because you've been around for quite some time, you do have a Google Business profile created already, and you have really good, great reputation online. So you are somebody that we do want to work with. You know, we are able to cut that down in half. So today it's only going to be $299. So $299. And what you're getting for that is obviously everything I just mentioned to you is via Google, right? But we'll also, we don't just stop at Google. Well, we'll also get your business submitted to the top five directories. So we'll help you out with your Facebook business page, Yelp, Bing, Apple, any of those search engines. We handle all of the content creation for you. So we take care of already everything online for you as well. So that way you don't have to worry about it. And I did see that you did have a website connected to your Google Business profile. Is this the website that you have over at GoDaddy, or is this something that you, it looks kind of incomplete.
Freaking GoDaddy and cancel that shit. I swear I canceled it, but they keep billing.
Definitely.
I'm a construction worker and a computer guy.
No, that's okay. So the reason I chose this plan for you is because I was already looking at your website and, you know, it's not really complete. What I want to do for you is, I mean, I would definitely recommend canceling. I mean, you don't even have an SSL on here, so it's not secure, so that's kind of hurting you. But that domain name, espocontracting.com, that's over at GoDaddy as well, right? You own that domain name, right?
Yeah, I think so.
This would be my advice to you. If you do cancel or when you do cancel, I know that everything they do there, since there's like no contracts and all like that, you just cancel at any time. But when it comes to the website, I would just get rid of everything. I would keep the domain name, okay? Do not get rid of the domain name and let us take care of the website for you. So here's something that you're probably not used to. What's included in the $299 and what I am going to include for you today is going to be a full built website. So it's a professional site that we'll build for you. We will manage it, maintain it for you. We will make all the changes, edits, and updates for you. You will not have to be charged for any of those.
I legitimately do this. You're not just going to tell me this shit, so I agree to it, and then I'm never going to hear from you guys again.
I just want to make sure I get everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're going to legitimately do this. I'm not going to, like, pay you guys, and it's just going to be some bullshit that you told me when I signed up. You know, oh, we're going to take care of all your shit. Mm-hmm. Because I know that GoDaddy said the same bullshit to me, and I'm like, you guys don't even, all you do is send me bills. I don't even hear from GoDaddy.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I'll give you two answers, okay? I'll give you a business political answer, and I'll give you a personal answer, okay? So the business one is, I mean, we've been doing this for 19 years, right? We are a legitimate premier channel partner for Google. If you ever went onto Google partnership page and you typed in local splash, you'll be able to find that we are on there, endorsed by Google. Because we've been doing this for 19 years, the only reason we call, Patrick, is because there has to be availability on the first page in order for us to even make these claims because of Google. Because we've been certified and trained by Google, there's certain things we can do and can't do. One of the downsides is that we can't sign up 7 other construction workers in your area. We'd love to make a lot more money doing that, but we can only work with one company per industry per area. So that's what allows us to be successful. Remember, we're not making anything pretty. Really what we're doing is we're taking your business, we're listing it directly on the first page of Google. That is something that we have in writing. We'll send it to you in writing, and we'll make sure that you also have access to it, which I'll dive into in a second, but we'll make sure you have access to your account manager so you can see everything that we're doing. And you can call us at any time. You'll have my phone number, okay? That's the business answer. Personal is, just because you brought it up, GoDaddy. I worked with GoDaddy 7-8 years ago. And one of the reasons that I left was because I'm very passionate about helping businesses. And I'm technical, so I do like building websites. And, you know, I like communicating with customers and clients. And I really did not feel comfortable nickel and diming. I was making a good amount of money there, but I did not feel good about nickel and diming company clients. And I'm okay with selling whatever price. I'm just not okay with after the fact. Yeah, I'm just not okay with after the fact. There's no success.
Say, okay, let's get you into this. Now to actually make this work, you got to pay this, and then you got to pay this.
Right.
Sit stagnant the way it is, and we'll just send you a bill every year.
That is it, and that right there is the exact reason as to why I decided. And I'm not saying GoDaddy is a bad company. I'm just saying that I have no clients where I have exactly.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
If they did
more,
I'd tell you that. But I get an email occasionally, and then I get a bill. Yep. Like I just got one. It's on my credit card right now. I just saw it.
My goodness.
Either
way, so that's the reason.
Can you call me back at another time? I don't want to cut you off or anything, but I'm interested in this, but I've got a container that just showed up that I've got to get placed.
Okay.
I'm kind of going to be busy here for the next hour, but could you like call me tomorrow?
So I've been shooting to you straight this entire time, Patrick, so I'm going to continue to do the same. The reason we're calling is because we are looking to fill the position today, and there's nothing against you. It's just as soon as you hang up, quite literally, I'm going to receive another call from another agent in your area. Once we get somebody and we work with them, we don't like delete you or anything. Like, we'll keep you on the list. But I think the last time we had availability here was 2 years ago. So, you know, worst case scenario.
What I got to do to, like, lock this shit in? I obviously can't go through every damn detail right this minute, but you want a credit card?
Well, I don't want to rush you, okay? But in order for us to stop the calls, we do have to close the listing out. So if it's up to you. I don't want to put you in a predicament, but if you are saying, hey, I want to do this, because there is a couple of more things we are going to do for you as well that's included in the $299. So there's actually more than I haven't even told you. But if you trust me enough right now, we can close the listing out. That stops the calls. I will schedule a call back with you an hour, 2 hours from now, stress-free on your part. I'll finish going over everything with you, and then we also have to schedule an interview that you do with our team, too. It's like 30 minutes. It's a phone call. So if you're okay with doing that now, I'm good with that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, just set it up, because I need to get stuff changed anyway. My internet face is shitty. It's bland. The pictures on there are outdated. I need to change the shit up, so.
Okay. All right. Let us we will do that for you, okay? So I'll include the website for you. Obviously, I'll include the first page placement for you. And do you have Facebook? Do you have a Facebook business page?
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay. If you have one, it's included. I'm not nickel and diming you. It's included in the $299. We are going to do Facebook advertisements for you as well. It's paid advertisements that we use. And we'll cover like a full 50-mile radius on there as well. We'll optimize your Facebook page. So we'll take care of that portion of it as well. So all I need from you right now, Patrick, if you're okay and you're good with it, I'm just going to get a little bit of information for you now. I'll read you off a voice verification. We'll get your credit card in charge. Once that's done, it's going to be another 3 minutes. That's it. And then I'll schedule a call back with you. Is that okay?
Yeah, because, I mean, I'll give you whatever you need now, but I got stuff I got to deal with right in front of my face.
Worked out. All right. So first things first, we have your first name, Patrick, right? Patrick.
Yep.
And what's your last name?
Espel,
I guess. Yeah, okay, I should have figured that out. Sorry. What's a good email address for you?
Patrick Espel at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com, yeah, I see that. Okay. And a phone number to reach you, 513-312-2881, right? I'm sorry, 1281.
Yes.
Okay. And you guys, our business location is 1900 Sky Meadow Drive, Hamilton, Ohio, 45013.
Yes.
All right. And we're going to keep that domain name, but we'll fix the website here for you, so we'll update that. So I'll get your domain name added here as well. And the last thing, well, there's two more things. One, the credit card or debit card, this is going to be it's a tax write-off as well. It comes up as Google Marketing. So whatever business card you have, we do recommend using that. But if you have any other debit or credit, that works as well.
Okay.
But what type of card?
It's American Express.
Okay, I'm not going to charge you right now. I'm going to get the card number, read you off the voice verification, and then charge. Okay, so whenever you're in a safe location, we'll do the card number, expiration, and the three digits on the back.
Okay, give me a minute. I got a dentist appointment here, and you called me at a bad time. I got a container getting delivered, and I got a dentist appointment in 20 minutes.
Well, that's why I said it was up to you. I didn't want to even get this far. I would have hung up on you a little bit ago. It's totally up to you. It's just as soon as I do, obviously we just take the next call. So it's whatever you want to do.
Well, no, I want to do it. I just kind of got to get this situated here real quick.
Okay.
What do you want? You want a credit card or what do you need?
Yeah, just credit card number, expiration, three digits on the back. And then I'll read you off the voice verification and we're done. Well, until I call you back in 2 hours or 3 hours or whatever you need.
There you go. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
3727.
Mm-hmm.
2306.
Mm-hmm.
7382.
Mm-hmm.
009.
Mm-hmm.
It's expired. So the four digits on the front are 1578.
Okay.
Need
and
an
expiration just the
date?
Yeah, just the expiration, yep.
127.
Okay. All right, let me go through this verification with you really quick. I'm going to ask you, there'll be a couple of questions in here. So it's just basically literally to reiterate everything we just talked about, just to make sure we're all on the same page. Obviously, if you have any other questions or concerns, let me know. But you ready?
Sure.
All right. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and the added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, just please state the name of your business.
Espo Contracting Incorporated.
All right. And please state your name and title within the business.
Patrick Espo, President.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
All right. You're an authorized user on the billing in your account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, obviously, we want to get the results as fast as possible. Once this all goes through, you're going to get a text message and an email, literally going over everything we just talked about. Obviously, I'll call you in whenever you want, 2-3 hours from now. But if we do call you, we just want to make sure you're available. That way we could push that needle forward. Your initial payment, that's going to be today, 3/11/24, in the amount of only $299. That is it. And every single month after that, it's going to be the 11th of every month. So your second payment will be April 11th, third will be May 11th, so on and so forth, of the exact amount, $299. And again, remember, you can discontinue this agreement with us at any time. All you have to do is contact customer support. It's the same number that we're going to call you from. It's the same number you're going to get a text and an email from. And it's the same number you're going to reach me from. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to shoot you a text message too. You can call me. You can text me. You can email me. I'll send all that to you as well. I want to make sure you have as many options to get in contact with us as possible. So that way, if you have any questions or concerns, we're going to be available for you guys then, okay? Now, do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So all I'm going to do is I'm going to run this now. Once this goes through, that means that will stop the calls in your area, so we'll be locked in. What time do you want me to call you back today, though? I'll let you do what you got to do, so you give me a good time, and I'll make myself available.
How late can you call?
So the latest I can call you would be 7 p.m.
Okay, call me at 6.
Want me to give you a call at 6?
Yep.
1 second.
Then I'll be done with my day and back here.
Okay, that works for me. Now, do you want me to personally call you at 6, or do you want our account management team to call you at 6? Because we have to do an interview with you. It's about 30 to 45 minutes. I'm totally fine with doing either or. I could call you at 6. and then schedule it then, or if you want them just to call you at 6 and then...
Just call me at 6, we'll schedule and shit then. That way I can have a, I can think about this, because like I said, I'm in the middle of something. I got guys doing shit, but I got to make sure they're doing what I want.
Absolutely. So. You take care of what you got to do. No worries from now. It went green on our side, so you're all set and ready to go, Patrick. I'll call you today, 6 o'clock, probably like 6:05, 6:10, if I'm on a call. But I will make sure I give you a call, and then we'll just finish it up from there then, okay?
Okay, that'll work.
All right, Patrick. Hey, best of luck on your dentist appointment. I did hear you say that. I'm sorry you have to go see that, but
whatever. Just cleaning. Hopefully my teeth are
falling out. Okay. Yeah, I know it's never good. So, all right, you have yourself a good one. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. See you. Bye.
All right. Bye.